the glory to Jesus and tell of his love.
Let us stand.
And tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love.
Let's just raise our hands and thank the Lord what he's given us.
We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love and tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and
the Lord. Thank him for what he's done for us. Thank him for that revelation that he's given us. The revelation of this voice of this end time. God calling out his bride, that truly we are his elected. We are that eminent bride, that bride that he has called out, that remnant bride. Lord Jesus, how we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace, your love, and your mercy for us, Lord. This message, Lord, is everything to us, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your word, Lord Jesus. Praise the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus.
Oh, can't you see why I'm so happy?
Amen.
Oh, I've accepted
tonight. Praise the Lord.
Oh, I've accepted the word of the Lord.
What is it?
Oh, the revealed word that was spoken by the prophet.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I've accepted the word of the Lord. Oh, the revealed word that was spoken by the prophet.
We bow our heads and hum it to him. Can't you see why we're so happy? We've accepted this message that we were predestinated to. Father, tonight we see our names written on that Lamb's Book of Life, Lord Jesus. Father, you're everything to us, Lord. This word, this message, this stored up food that you provided for us. Lord, we love you and we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for a one-man message, Lord, that we don't have to struggle and wonder and listen and is this right, is that right? Lord, we can sit back and rest. You are our rest because this word is everything to us, Lord. It's the words of eternal life. Oh, and you called out a bride that recognizes that voice. We saw the sign. We see God revealing himself in human flesh. And that voice crying out to his bride. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for a group of people, Lord. I'm thankful to be identified with that bride around the world, Lord Jesus, that loves this message and its messenger, Lord Jesus. And Father, to reveal that, Lord, that word is a living word, living inside of us, Lord Jesus. Father, we just thank you for being with us tonight, Lord. We thank you for this great opportunity that we have, Lord, to listen to that stored up food. Food, Lord, that the very words that we're listening to, that, Lord, you echoed them in heaven, Lord Jesus. How great are those words, Lord Jesus. And we have the privilege to hear them with our own ears, Lord. We love you and we adore you, Lord Jesus. Father, we know that you're coming for your bride, Lord, and it's going to be soon, Lord. Listening to that word, Lord Jesus, that's the bride making himself ready, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we're able to come together tonight around this table, Lord, your supper table, Lord. That, Father, may you forgive us of all of our sins and our shortcomings and our trespasses, Lord. Father, and may as we come to this communion tonight, Lord Jesus, may our minds go back to that day, that supreme sacrifice, Lord, that you took all of our sins, all of our trespasses, all of our failures, and you took them upon yourself, Lord. And Lord, you died upon that cross as that sacrifice for us, Lord Jesus. And by that broken body, and by that whip across your back, and the blood came from you, Lord, we are saved and we are healed of all of our diseases, Lord. Father, whatever we ask in your name, we believe it, we could have it, Lord Jesus. Father, it's a reality, Lord. And we believe all these requests, Lord, each and every request. And as we laid hands on one another, that, Lord, we believe as saints, your children, as we laid hands and prayed for one another, that, Lord, you've answered each and every request. And Lord, how wonderful that after that, your prophet said, but there was a sign and there was a voice. And Lord, we believe that voice. And that we believe that voice is going to call us and introduce us and say, behold, the Lamb of God, the one that I told you about. And that will be very soon, Lord Jesus. We're looking for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Just any day now.
Yes, Lord.
Our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. Oh,
your heart,
just any day now,
bride.
Heart.
looking for that, Lord.
Oh, I've been watching, and I've been waiting, just any day now, His face I'll see.
Just once more. Thank you, Lord.
Just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
Father,
and I've been waiting just any day now. His face I'll see.
As we are seated, let's continue humming it with our heads bowed. Privilege it is for me to be able to turn the communion service over to God's prophet and messenger, Brother Branham.
Now, I'm going to read some of the word now found in 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, 23rd verse. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he gave thanks, he brake it and said, take and eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do you, as oft as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do shew forth the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, unworthily shall be guilty of the blood, the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man so examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are sick and weakly among you, many sleep. For if we should judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one with another. Tarry one for another. Now, may I say this? Jesus gave us this commandment before he went to his death, knowing that he was going there, the disciples still wondering what he was talking about when they wrote this down. But he said, this cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do as oft as you eat it and drink it, you shew forth my death until I come. Oh, those precious words. The disciples no doubt wondered, what does he mean? Show forth his death. How can we do this? It was all a mystery to them, but not to him. He was God. He knew what he must do. Show forth. So he said, when you come together to eat, now he that eats and drinks unworthily comes up here and professes to be a Christian, taking the body of the Lord, and then goes out and lives with the world and denies Christ and his power and things like that, you do a great dishonor to God. You do dishonor to Christ, so don't you take it. But if you're trying with all that's in you to live right and to show forth that you are a Christian, that you love Jesus Christ, then it's your duty to do it. And now over in, I believe it's St. John, the 6th chapter, Jesus said, "Whosoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Not a promise. Isn't that a glorious thing? I will raise him up. Did you ever think what you're here for? What are you going to school for, children? What are you working for, Dad? What makes you get up mother in the morning, get the kiddies to school, wash your face and make up the beds and cook and do it all, come in, wore out that night, and the next day start the same thing? What do you do it for? What are you laboring, slave dad and everything, coming at night and weary, and one of the kids gets sick and you walk the floor and cry and pray and struggle and they get well and then back and do it again, and every Sunday wash your faces and get them down to church? And well, what's it all about? What you here for? Is that all there is to it? My, that'd be miserable. And knowing you got to go anyhow. See? What's it all about? Oh, brother, it's an examination time. It's an opportunity time. Hallelujah. It's the opportunity to accept this. Amen. Tell me something to take its place. Tell me something better than that. Produce anything in the world. Be the king of the earth. Rule the universe. Be a Khrushchev or a Kennedy or whatever you wish to be. You'll die just the same. Right? You don't know what time it'll come. Any minute. But here, when death does strike, you got eternal life and can't die. With a guarantee by the God of all creation, who's possessor of heavens and earth, I'll raise him up again at the last day.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Help thou my unbelief, O God. Fill my soul. Oh, God, cleanse me, fill me, charge me, send me out. Let me not die. Let me live to tell the story. Let me go to every crack and corner of the earth and preach the word and sow the seed.
Amen.
Yes, sir, that there may be a harvest in the last day of the true, unadulterated word with believers in Christ.
Praise God.
Is your sins under the blood by faith tonight in Christ Jesus? We shall now take the communion. Not the communion. You commune as you eat with one another. Just commune with God. The communion is not the bread, not the wine. The communion is talking back and forth with God.
Amen.
This is a symbol that we take, that we believe in his death, broken body, his burial, and resurrection. We believe in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and we believe that he has given us eternal life, and we cannot die. We have passed from death unto life, and someday when we separate from one another here, we'll rise again in the resurrection with each other, joined together with Christ Jesus in the body. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Upon these bases and the confession of my sins and my faith in the Son of God, I take myself in the church before these articles that God left for us to do to show forth his death until he comes.
Amen.
Jesus said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Eat. Do this in remembrance of me." Our Heavenly Father, after we have confessed our sins, hearing your word, after we have confessed that we are unworthy, and we're trusting only in the merits of the Son of God, we're unworthy creatures. Forgive us, Lord, of all that we have did. And now by faith we come to the table of the Lord.
Thank you.
And now as this bread is presented to represent the body of our Lord, I pray, Father, that you'll sanctify it to its intended purpose. And may every person that partakes of this have eternal life in their soul. And may that every person takes it have healing in their body, and live the appointed time that you've given them. And may they serve you all the days of their life, and be raised up in the last day in the resurrection, to be gathered together with the tribes of the earth that are redeemed by the blood of Christ. Grant it, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. The Bible said, "Also he took the cup, and when he'd supped, saying, 'This is the cup of the New Testament. As oft as you drink this, you show forth the Lord's death till he comes.'" Heavenly Father, we hold to you the fruit of the vine tonight, this wine. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll sanctify this wine. It represents the blood that was shed for us at Calvary. Through this blood, we have remission of our sins by faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Forgive us of all of our unbelief, Lord, and give us faith and understanding, and make us your servants, Lord, that we can serve you all our days. Be with us, Father, as we join together around this table, and bless us in this fine fellowship and communion with you. And may you speak to our hearts and point to us our work that we should do. Grant it, Lord, sanctify this wine for its intended purpose. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen.
This of the bread that remains will be burnt for the dawn of a new day.
Supper being ended, the devil now hath put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he was come from God and he went to God. He rises from the supper and laid aside his garment, took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he unto Simon Peter. Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, Lord, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, He that is washed need not save to wash his feet, but is clean everywith. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, You are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and had sat down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done unto you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done unto you. And thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness.
Truly, what a privileged people that we are, that we can have God's prophet conduct our Lord's Supper. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Amen. Let us bow our heads. I'm going to ask Brother Jeremy if he'd come forth and dismiss us for the foot washing service.
Our most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, there's not a greater honor that could be upon a human being, Lord, than to bow our heads and bow our hearts and speak with you, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for the invitation to come to your table today, Lord. It's just an honor for us within our hearts, Father. Lord, we feel unworthy, Lord. And Lord, we just feel like that great Roman centurion said, Lord, we're not worthy that you come under this roof. But he didn't stop there. He said, Lord, but just speak the word. And that's what we're so interested in today, Father, is that spoken word of God. Lord, the voice of that sign, Father, how we thank you for the stored up food in this hour, Lord. Lord, we just think, where would we be without this message, Lord? Lord, we thank you for our brother Joseph and the ministry that you've called him to be. Lord, to spread this message around the world, Father, and to reach every country, Lord Jesus. How we thankful. We're so thankful, Father. Lord, we just believe that's the ministry of this day, Lord, is to spread this gospel light, Father. As your prophet said, don't look for a new light. You just walk in the light that you've been given. And Father, we know it's a living message today. It's a living word. Lord, we know as we spoke, Lord, if time would go on and it'd be our great, great grandchildren here, Father, in this auditorium worshiping the Lord, this message would still be the truth, Lord. It'd still be the last message to your church. It'd still be the capstone ministry. It'd still be healing the sick. It'd still be casting out devils. How thankful for it, Lord, for the revelation you give in our hearts. And Lord, as it was a custom in the Old Testament, in the days of old, for the priest to stand before the congregation and read the scrolls of the prophets before them. Lord, we believe it should be a custom today for the priest to play the tapes of the prophet, Lord. Lord, we're just so thankful, Lord, to have the voice of the sign with us, Lord, and to have a revelation to receive it. Lord, we know we're living in a wonderful day in the days of the voice, not in the days of 1909 to 1965, or in the days that your seventh angel would walk the earth, but in the days of the voice of that seventh angel, Father. Lord, we know you're so careful with your word. You knew you'd send your prophet and take him home, but leave his voice for us to hear. How thankful we are, Father. We just commit our service to you, Lord. Thank you again for your special visitation, Lord. We pray you'll be with us in the furtherance of this service. We know as we wash one another's feet, we do it unto you, Father, for we are flesh of your flesh and bone of your bone. Be with us. We just commit ourselves to you. We commit our week to you, and we thank you with all our heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord, be with you, bless you, and you'll be dismissed by the ushers. God bless you.
Upper room.